Okay, so it would have been appropriate to talk about that. That's all you need. There's one halacha, David. What's the one halacha that connects what we've been learning to Purim? Know anyone? Mufurish or Rama? What if you damage someone's stuff on Purim? We took Simcha Sachal, your mazik on Purim. Do you have to pay or not?
Drive while you're drunk.
What?
Drive while you're drunk.
Whatever, you're dancing and you jump on someone's floor and it cracks like every Rishiva's table. Eh? Rishiva got a new dining room table every year before Pesach. It was Machmer to get a new dining room table before Pesach.
Trying to tell something?
No.
You need a new table?
Yeah, exactly. Akoponim, but we're not going to discuss that. Even though it is Simchas Purim in Eretz Yisrael today, I want to discuss a halacha, and then we'll go back to what we were talking about. We really started Sivva, but we gave an introduction to Sivva, but I want to go into Siv Zayin now because it's an interesting halacha, and go from there. But the introduction to Siv Zayin is a shayla based on the Trumas Hadeshen, and the one of the background information is number one. The main thing that when we're talking about now is we've been talking about a Shomer Chinam. A Shomer Chinam is a free watchman, a guy that's doing you a favor, right? Question number one. The guy's a free watchman, he's doing you a favor. Now, is his response, let's say he himself, you gave him some money to keep with you. You have cash in your house, you're going away. He tells you, look, I have cash also. I'm not so paranoid about it. I leave it in my desk drawer. It's like, no, but I want it to be in a safe. Look, I'm going to treat your money as if it was mine. Whatever I do with mine, I'm going to do with yours. Now, be'etzem, keeping it in a desk drawer, not locked, could be as a pshia. It's negligence. It's not called a shmira. Now, if the whole house is locked, that's okay. But a lot of times, maybe you have people in your house. So the fact that the door is locked is not a raya. But you keep it in your desk drawer, you have no problem. You trust the people that come in and out of your house. Cleaning ladies and everything else, fine. But now, this guy gave you something to watch. Is it enough for you to be shomer it in the same way you would be shomer your stuff? Or do you have to be objective and say, I am mechuyev to be shomer it in the way that it's appropriate for this thing to be watched? Regardless of what you do, it's not about you.
Are you being paid to watch?
No, this is talking about a free watchman.
He told him before?
No, if he tells him before, then l'chayra, everyone agrees that if you told him before, this is what I'm going to do with it, then you're back to the good old waiver, you know, you have your attorney mahalach. Right? But if the other guy else has an attorney, right? So let's say you didn't say anything. So you didn't say anything. So the Trumas Hadeshen brings down that Bishaloi hu Rashai. To do what you want to do with your stuff, your mutter. Bishalacherim ain Rashai. With someone else, you have to do the threshold, which is considered a proper Shmira in general. You can't just get away with, oh, that's because the way I do it. What?
It's a new Pesha.
Right. More than myself. Right. Exactly. So,
loving yourself because according to the Trumas Hadeshen, you have to pay at the end. So,
what'd you say?
What are the guidelines for guarding something? Isn't it all?
Kafi, that's what I said. It's the guidelines are, what's considered the derech of the oilam to be considered a proper shmir. You would ask someone as a survey: is it appropriate? Is it a safe place? You, if you care about your money, to keep it in the desk drawer, or would you keep it in a safe? Okay, so most people would say properly putting it in a safe is a proper shmira on it.
You might say that, but they also keep it in the desk drawer.
They'll keep a couple bucks there, but if they have a real stash, they're not going to. Now, maybe the guy that keeps it in the desk drawer is because he never has as much around as this guy's asking him to watch. Right? I've been asked to take money to, overseas or other places, and I'm not going to take that money. But the point is, that you know, okay, look, you want me to take the money? I keep it in an envelope in my jacket. That's the cash that I bring around with me. The couple hundred bucks that I'm bringing around that I put over there. You want me to carry what you want me to carry? That's what I'm going to do with it. Okay, but that's not a good shmir for that, maybe. Right? So now...
Now we're not talking apples to apples. I mean, the case would be where I keep $1,000 in my drawer and you ask me to watch $1,000. So that's what I do with
no, that. So I'm saying, but this is how I watch money. So I'm going to do what with your money what I do with my money. So
$30,000 and $100.
Okay, but the maisa, I'm putting it with my money. You want me to? So the guy will come and say, on the shomer will say, I did with it what I do with my own. You can't be mechayiv me if I treated your money like my money. And the owner will say, no, but I asked you to watch it. Watching it is not like your own. You have to. So the Chumasadesh and Paskins that you cannot get away with that. You have to go follow the threshold that's considered shmira, objectively speaking, and that's appropriate. That's question number one. Now, based on that, we are going to, there's a shiloh like this. Next shiloh. So the first here, the first question was, is that called a pshia? Now, The Chumas Hadeshin has a shiloh like this. Well, before the Chumas Hadeshin, I wanted to throw that out there. So number one, chiddush, is that you have to watch something in a way which is considered, objectively speaking, a proper shmira. You can't just do what you would do with your own in that situation. Okay? Another shiloh, and this comes up in Siv Zion, which is on page 50. No, you're right. That was in Rish Sadi Beis. 29. Hamafkir eitzel chaveray, bein kelim bein mois. Va'amar tainli pikdoini. This is an unbelievable case. So he says, "Can I have my thing back?" Va'amar loy hashomer, eini yodea ana hinachti pikadoin ze, oy be'ezem makom kavarti aksafim. I have no idea where I put it. Ham tainli atshavakish. I'll go look for it, but I don't know where it is. So if the Shomer says, I don't remember where I put it. I can't find it right now. I put it away. It's in a good hiding spot. But I don't know where. Now, why does this come in now? Because the discussion in the Gemara is a term called Ein Ksofim Ein Lam Shmira Ela Bakarka. The only way to properly guard money is by burying it in the ground. Okay? So, if the only way to properly bury it is burying in the ground, I buried it in the ground, but now I don't know where it is. I have a big backyard, and it's in there somewhere. But I can't find it, now I'm not in the mood of digging up my whole backyard right now. So eventually, it'll come up. Eventually, anyway, my kids are going to dig up the whole backyard. So, when they get up to that spot, so...
Probably not a good
shmear, though.
What?
Probably not a good shmear. So, Lemaisa... Is that called a pshia in the shmirah? If be'etzem in the shmirah, I was shomer it well. I was shomer it properly. But I was shomer it so properly, I myself don't know where it is. So is that a pshia?
That would be down to, I forgot the number in my safe. Right?
Right.
Code. Right. So it's whenever you left out the last word, miyad, right? So I thought I just need a little bit of time to figure it out. You say miyad. You don't have any time to figure it out. You can't call a locksmith.
It has to be available to you. Now, a locksmith could be that's called available to you. Here, it's more like you don't know where it is. You have to go through a whole search process. There, you know exactly what to do. So if you just lost the key, I don't know if that's okay, because you could open to crack it open. But miyad means now you have to start thinking about a mahalach, how are you going to find it? It's impossible.
You can't cut around. It could take forever.
So that's called a pshia. Now, the question is, Lamaisa, I wasn't Peshea, because I put it in my Shmira. So what exactly is the Chiyuv over here? So the Nesivis has a Gevaldik Mahalach. We saw last night, yesterday. Nesivis has a Gevaldik Mahalach on this. The Nesivis says this din is actually not Midine Shmira. This is not a Chiyuv because you didn't fulfill your obligation as a Shomer properly. This is an independent Chiyuv. You're a Mazik. You're straight out, you damage the guy's stuff. He said, I'll bring a Raya. Let's say you wouldn't be a shomer. Okay, I'm not a shomer. You never asked me to watch your stuff. But you went away. You went away for Pesach, and you left your door unlocked. And there's money sitting there. You have Pasha left your money out. And I feel bad. So I come in to your house, I do you a favor, I take your money, and I bury it in your backyard. Unbelievable chesed. So you come back after Pesach, where's my money? And you said, I've been a tzaddik, I buried it for you. Okay, fine, so where is it? Oh, I have no clue, you're back. I lost track. Your backyard is huge, and it's out back there somewhere. So Zukta Nesivis, you put his money in a Zuto Shalyam. You put his money in a way that he can't get it. So you're a mazik. It's nothing to do with Shmira. Even if you were never a Shomer, this is not a Chiyuv mi Chiyuvei Shmira. This is a Chiyuv mi Din Mazik. Because putting something, you push a damage to stuff. Doing a Maisa, be a daim in his thing, in a way that he can no longer access it, is called a mazik. That's the Chiddush of the Nesivis.
I would argue that. I would say that the next day, you still remember where it was.
When he wasn't that day, when he buried it, he knew exactly where he buried it. He wasn't a mazik then. Then he was a shomer. He forgot about it on Tuesday. He buried it on Sunday. Let me read the lashon. Ki goin im yelech Reuven lebeis Shimon, if Reuven goes into Shimon's house, v'yikach mois shal Shimon v'yik berim b'karka. No, no, no. The av sheyichav in the toivas Shimon, even though he's mechavin for kedesh lo yignav, and he's not a gazan therefore. So then he's over like Samar al Dam Reachor Hashav Saveda, but he's not chayv to pay. No, no, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Hashav Saveda. If you pick it up, okay, you didn't pick. No, but
so this is a case of Shmira.
Okay, you're saying that's an aveda b'yadayim. I don't know if it's really an aveda b'yadayim. No, but if the ganav would be here, then it's an aveda. But it's not. The ganav's not around right this minute. So you're precautious. When did you do the hezek? When you put the money in a place that he cannot access.
I was allowed to.
His lashon is I de maisav, through your action, nizak chayfetz chaveroi.
I think what I would say is that if you were to come back a day later, I could tell you exactly where it is. Elamai, you went on vacation for 6 months.
I knew you were going
6 months later.
I thought I would remember.
Right. I think it's over there. I'm pretty sure it's over there.
When was I mazit? When I forgot where it was. I didn't do a mazit at that point.
No, when
I buried it, I was a shomer.
He's saying, yeah, I don't know, maybe the maisazik took a long time. But doing an action that through your action, you're making him unavailable to use his stuff, that's a hezek. Now, where does it come in a nafkamina?
That's by grammar, right? If I take your thing and I put it in the Zutra Shoyam, if you could see it, then say, Hashakal Lufanecha, you have to be mitarif to get it back. But if it's in dirty water, you can see it. So in this place, it's dirty water. So I'm high about that. I'm a mazik.
Okay, so it's like that. It's like you can't get it.
I was forgetting about it. I can't.
So fine, but it's all one big maisa. It's all like one big maisa.
I'm a shomer because I'm a hezek because I can't give you back your chayfas. You gave it to me, b'shomer. I can't give it back to you. I believe to give it back to you.
Right. So he's saying even without that, you're saying you don't understand where the maisa hezek is.
Right.
Now, it's a big nafkamina. Because what we're saying now is that when the owner comes to the shomer and says, where's my thing? And you cannot produce it, you're chayev. Right? So the Paiskim want to talk about that there's other Gemaras in different places that say that people forget things. And when you forget things, it's called an oinus. For example. What?
Why would that be aveda?
Right. I'm not sure what aveda is. But anyway, you're patar aveda. No, shomer is patar aveda. Don't have him shia. No, Aveda seems to be something else. Not that you put it there. Aveda is someone else moved it, and now you don't know where to where. But where you yourself put it somewhere, that's not Aveda.
Put it in my closet.
I put it away. And now, it's not where I put it, because someone else moved it. That's Aveda. But if I put it away, I don't know where, then that's Pshia. That's what he said. Now, what happens, listen to this Kasha. Gedalia, listen to this Kasha. Rabbi Gedalia. Listen to this Kasha. So the shot is like this. No. You have to listen. Then you run away after. I don't want to hear your answer anyway. No, I'm joking. So they're like this. So the Paiskim say that a shikcha, forgetting something, is considered an oinus. It's considered out of your control. People forget things. For example, if a person forgot to daven mincha, then he could daven ma'ariv twice. If he deliberately forgot mincha, you don't daven ma'ariv twice. So shikcha is considered an oinus in a lot of times. There's other makaris to that. So what happens if the poskim want to talk about a case? What happens if a person was carrying something for someone, and you give me a package? I'm going from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, and I'm going on the 401 bus, whatever, 401 bus. I'm going on the bus. What?
402.
Okay. So I'm going on the bus. I'm going on the bus over there, and I put the bag that the guy gave me in the top over there, and I got off the bus. I walked off the bus. And I forgot about it completely. I forgot about the package. Are you chayiv or you potter? So in this sefer they bring down from many poiskim that since shikcha is an oines, and I know exactly where I put it, but I just forgot about it, I'm potter. A lot of poiskim say it like that. I'm potter. So I, why? Because you forgot about it. You know, you put it in a good place, and you would never play Shea on that point where you put it. And now, so that wasn't a Pshia. And now you still know where it is, but Lamaisa, it's gone. So since it came from your forgetting, you're an Oinus. So, now, Rabbi Yashiv argues on this Psak, and Rabbi Yashiv says that your Chiyav is to deliver it back, and he still sued this Nesivus, this concept. But others say the Nesivus is specifically talking that because of where you put it, you can't deliver it to him. You just give more of a Maisa B'Yadayim. Over here, the Maisa B'Yadayim is fine and it's still there. It's just you forgot to take it out of there. So it's a different type of shikha, and that type of shikha, you'll be potter. This is a big chiddush to me. I would have assumed that you're chayev. To me, it sounds like a pshia. Like, they're saying you're never a pshia. There's never a point that you're a pshia.
Don't put it in a place where you could possibly forget it. That's out of sight, out of mind.
No, that's not a pshia, because that's the normal place that you put such a package. To the point that the tshuva shevet shevet kahasi paskins, to me there's a massive chiddush.
Where you put it, you could go get it. You just have no clue which bus it's on. You don't know where the bus is.
No, somebody else took it, but then you remember that you left it on the bus.
Well, the police already exploded it. You know where the bus is.
I think that anything left on the bus, taken the bus have curved.
Right, and everyone got off the bus 30 seconds before it blew up.
Right. No, not that. I'm saying that they take it.
Nice nigla.
Yeah. You don't say other more lies.
Anu is no, not by Shmira. Only if you mazik biyadayim. Here you didn't do biyadayim. Biyadayim, you put it in a proper place. So this is a machlekes apoiskim over here.
So if I take your money and I put it on my desk and I forget to put it on the safe, I'm
chater? How long did you forget about it for?
2 seconds later. I don't know. I'm saying I forgot. I meant to put it on the safe, but I forgot.
What'd you do? You got up in the meanwhile?
Well, it's
saying that you're going to do it later is not forgetting. That's even by davening is like that. If you say, if you kept on saying, I'm going to daven later, all of a sudden you miss the zman, that's not an oinus.
If I have the money in my house when I'm there, that's good.
No, no.
But before I leave, I'm going to put it in the safe. My side, I forgot to.
Okay, so you never, so you have to know. That's, what do you mean? No. I don't know if that's the same thing.
Until I leave the house, it's a fine shmira. It's my room that I'm watching it.
Really, you were planning on putting it in, really right when you get it, you're supposed to put it in the safe.
No,
this is not the proper time.
I can leave it at my desk if I'm going to be home.
Until I leave the house, I don't need it.
This is not the proper place for it. When you're on a bus, that's the proper place for it.
You're on my desk?
No.
If you're just going to watch you all for an hour.
The bus is not the proper place unless I'm right there.
Right, but I'm here now.
Okay, so I'm here when I'm
fine, right, so maybe that's also true. I don't know.
You watch my wallet for 10 minutes and you leave it on your desk. You're not going to put it in your safe because in 10 minutes you're sitting in your office for 10 minutes. That's fine. You're Shmira. You're a bitch.
Maybe. According to these Bekitzer,
I forget to watch it, you're a putter. Bechal forgot to watch it. That's what we're saying here.
All right, so I don't know how far this shikha kainis thing goes. Sounds like to me a massive chiddush. They bring down from Rabbi Yashiv, I think what the oilam here feels more comfortable with, shebechol eifin sha'avar apikadr machma shikha sashliach ena oin. Hashlich ena yudea where it is. You lemaisa, you don't know where it is right now. The bus could be in Ashdod or it could be in who knows where. So lemaisa, you have no clue where it is. So why is that different than the Nesivus' case? The Nesivus' case, you put it somewhere, which was fine where you put it, but now you can't locate it. So now you can't locate it because you forgot. What's the difference if you forgot to get off the bus and the bus moved, or you just forgot where you put it in the first place? So they bring from Rabbi Yashiv, I think, what the Eilim is more comfortable with, which is that would be considered a Pshia. if you forget. Okay, now there's another. But that brought up one.
What? Gosh, there's two types of shit. So there's irresponsible shit. You know, kids say I forgot my homework. They didn't have a einus dick of shit comes down. It was a pshia.
Yeah.
And then there's Taka. The guy did all the shmira, the bus, and then Taka
he forgot.
Ended up. You know. So. Right. It could be there's a, you know, that's
not,
the shit.
So like this. There's a, a mole, you leave it somewhere, I'll das to come right back. When you left it, it wasn't a pshia, and then you forget about it later. That's the question here. When you put it in that place, it wasn't a pshia, and it only became a pshia later because you forgot about it, is that a pshia or not? That's really a very important question. Because it could be at the time that you did everything right, and then you forget. Forgetting is annoyance. People forget things. Right? So I think that if you put it in a place that it wasn't a good shmir for it in the first place and you planned on moving it later, I'm not sure that's the same thing. Whereas this is the proper place for it right now, I'm on the bus and I forget to take it off, that happens all the time. So it could be that's annoyance and you'll be potter in that case. That's more, well... Right. So according to Rabbi
Yashar, I wasn't mazik at that point. Barely, I knew it was a good shmir up. I just forgot where I put it a week later, so it's like I forgot the package on the bus.
It should be similar, yeah. Because you can't bring it to him. You can't tell it to him.
Right.
Okay, next Shaila and Lumnus. We need the Lumdunim now for the next Shaila.
Reminds me, if you sat on Avakal Shmira, it wouldn't help here.
According to the Nesivis, it wouldn't help because you're Mazik.
When you give your disclaimer, you have to say even Onis.
Right.
Even
Mazik. When I'm going to take your thing, I'm going to put it somewhere, and I'm not going to have any clue where it is. Right, it's a big Nafkumina. Okay, now.
And the fact that your property is still Conan, so it's still on your property, which means you're kidding. It's still on your bus.
Well, he's not
Miyash. It's not the bus that is gone, we have no idea. It's still there.
Right, that's right? Even worse.
And you still own it.
And still you have. So, Kyle.
Day later, you're finally back.
Next question. What happens if it's a Suffolk? The shock is going to bring down the Trumas Adeshin. What if it's a Suffolk? If for sure got stolen, but you don't know if it got stolen from your pshia or not from your pshia. Are you chayiv or not? What's the case? So the Trumas Adeshin, Gevaldika case. This goes to what we started off with. Trumas Adeshin says that there was a case that a guy had a private room and his neighbor came and said, I'm going away, can I put my money, my gold coins in your room? So he said, I don't have a safe, but I'll tell you where I put it. It's in a locked room that I keep my stuff. And it's not going to be underground, it's not going to be buried, like the Gemara says, but it'll be between my bed and the back wall, and I keep private stuff there, no one goes in that room anyway, no problem. Fine. So, the Trumas Adeshin says that's considered a good shmira. Okay, but now what happened? Now what happened was that the case was that a neighbor of yours, a different neighbor, lost his chickens. He lost one of his tarnagoilim. He lost his chicken. And they had a feeling that the chicken landed up in this private room through a hole in the thing. So the chicken landed in that room. So he asked the owner of the house, can I come in and check the room for the chicken? So I said, sure, no problem. He opens the door, the guy comes in, checks the whole house for the chicken, finds the chicken, it was stuck under the bed or something. He goes home. 3 weeks later, the owner of the money comes and says, can I have the money? He goes, money's gone. So now, there's a shaila over here. The owner says, where's my money? And he says, I put it in a proper place. Why'd you put it there? It got stolen. I put it in a proper place. No one was ever in that room. Actually, one guy came to that room to check for his chickens. Okay, so you're pesher because you left the door open. That guy went in. You gave the guy permission to go in. You didn't watch him while he was checking for his chickens. And you're pesher. And he stole the money. He says, no, he didn't steal the money. Maybe the same way the chicken got in, another guy got in and stole the money. Maybe the chicken stole the money. Maybe he got stolen before that guy ever came into the room. I never checked when I opened the door for that guy to walk in, the chicken owner, to check if the coins were still there. Maybe they were stolen before he ever got there. Or maybe they got stolen afterwards.
Well, through every pshaya, you can say that. Maybe it was nibna before the pshaya happened.
What do you mean? I have an animal, and I'm pshaya because I take it to a place that has bad air, and it drops dead. There's no before or after.
If it says false, and you didn't do a good good shmir. Maybe it was stolen 10 minutes before I didn't do a good shmir.
No, I saw it there when I put it there, and then it was stolen. But here, it was there for 6 months. I have no idea if it was still there at the time I was pashea.
Well, where's the pashea?
Letting a guy into the room.
Well, if you go back to our first case, he has all his stuff in there also.
Okay, no. Well, I understand. Having your stuff in there is not, doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter.
Like letting a person into that room without washing them, that's...
Yes. So I want to know, according to the Truma Sedeshin, so what happens if, right, you're a shomer, and you leave your house, and there's a cleaning lady in the house. Then 3 weeks later, the guy comes back, the stuff is gone. You have no idea if it got was because of the lady or not because of the lady. Or do you say that's the Derech HaOlam, and people have cleaning ladies in their houses or not? But the Truma Sedeshin Paskins, and if you look in the Sma, Oisyud Beis, in the booklet, in the Sma Oisyud Beis, which is in the top left corner of page 29, he brings down like this: Chol Shomer Mechuyev Lasi Slave Ana Yanicha Ulyos B'Mokum Meshomer. You have to put it in the proper place. You have to know where you put it. Zok the Sma Haga V'Kosev B'Truma Sedeshin Shomer She'ena Yodeya Im Nignav B'Pshia Oishalay B'Pshia. It definitely got stolen, but I don't know if it was through my negligence or not. Mitoil She'en Yachol Ishava Meshalom. You have to pay. At that, okay, so we're gonna. That's probably why he brings it in here. It's also b'shiyah b'sefer bo'ines, but here he's saying once you know that it was stolen, you admit that it was stolen. Now the question is, if you're pasheya or not, then you have to pay with a shvua. We should say maybe we should invoke hamotzi mechaver al haraya. Which means whoever has the money at the time, you have to prove that I'm... Who's the mukhsak here? It's a great question. Meaning, who's the one that is in possession? On the one hand, you say you're in possession of the money. So if you're in possession of the money, until he can prove to you that you're at fault, the shomer shouldn't have to pay. In fact, if there's a shaila, if there was pshia or oinis altogether, you're takapata. I mean, let's say you don't know what happened. But here... You know that it was stolen. So you know that it was stolen. So now, if it's a pshir, so what he's saying is that once the shomer, once it was definitely stolen, there's a ptur of geneva. But that ptur of geneva requires that you verify the claim of geneva with a shvua. If you cannot verify that claim of geneva with a shvua, he has the right to mechayv you to pay until you swear. And since you can't swear because you don't know what happened, so now your chiyuv shmir kicks in. So really, geneva is not really a poiter until you make a shvua that it for sure was nignav, but it was nignav ba'inus. So that's his chiddush. So I guess the lomdus is
he's not claiming that it was nignav. He said it might be nignav.
No, it definitely got nignav. It was definitely stolen.
It's not there. He's not.
He definitely put it there.
Maybe that was nignav ba'onis.
No, he is. He's saying maybe he right.
He's saying maybe.
Right, maybe.
The guy comes and says, and he came back to him and says, "Listen, I'm sorry. It was locked the whole time. No one got in, but it's gone. You have to swear now."
Yeah,
I don't have to swear.
I mean, I was never. I make a shvua. I was not that I was not pashia in this money, and it did not get stolen from my pashia.
Like
Stan,
you always have to swear that.
Yeah. Every shoyim has to make three shvuas. He has to make a shvua that he didn't use the item in a way that he wasn't allowed to. He has to make a shvua that he doesn't still have it. Because maybe he would rather have it and pay. And he has to make a shvua that the claim that he's making potters him. Now, nowadays there's no shvuas. I don't know how that works in Beis Din today.
What's the chiddush in this case then?
No, we're not.
No, I understand. But now you can't make a shvua, so what's the din?
He has to swear, so swear, go ahead.
I can't. So what do you do? So maybe yachloiku, maybe lemaisa, so you prove your claim.
Finishes up that you're not having what's your potter.
Right.
Because normally you would, and therefore I won't have to make a shvua.
It's a suffix. It's a suffix. You don't have a claim against me either. Maybe the case where you have to make a shvua is you're claiming pshia, I'm claiming oynes. I have to make a shvua.
If the guy comes and says, I'm badly positive, 1,000% it was stolen by oynes, but I don't make shvuas.
Right? Okay, we're not talking about that.
You have to pay. So the guy's saying, I can't pay.
No, wait. The other guy has to have a claim. The owner has to have a claim. What's the claim of the owner?
I gave you my stuff to watch. We're both masmah, I gave you my stuff to watch.
And what happened?
You're saying it was stolen. So swear.
No, I think the halacha is not like that.
No, I don't do shvuas. Okay, so they pay for it. I
don't think so. I think the other guy has to have a real claim. Here, everyone agrees that it was stolen. See, that's what puts
it.
That's
okay. Everybody agrees it was stolen by the chicken guy?
No. The owner of the item saying the chicken guy stole it, and that's your fault.
Yeah.
So same thing. The owner will come and say, well, of course the stuff is, the jewelry I asked you to wash is stolen, because you leave your cleaning lady in the house for hours on end with nobody there.
But when he put it behind the bed, didn't he say nobody ever comes in this room?
Right, and he
allowed somebody in the
room, forgot about that stuff, that golden coin.
Didn't he violate the terms of the Shmira like that?
He was Pashia, but that doesn't mean that it got stolen because of the Pashia. Maybe it was stolen prior to that.
But if I knew when I was storing my stuff...
I understand, but maybe your stuff was...
Once in a while, you would let somebody in the room.
I understand, but maybe this stuff was stolen before I let the guy in.
But I'm talking about the conditions of the Shmira.
I understand, but that's very nice. But at the end of the day, you can't prove to me that I that it's because of my Pashia that it was stolen.
Was that Moshe?
Just because you were Poshea doesn't mean that you're chayiv unless the Pashia caused the loss. So if you were Poshea much earlier, you're not going to be chayiv.
It has nothing to do with terms.
Right? So these are the three things that come out of this sif with the Trumas Hadeshen. Number one is, you have to be shomer kederech hashomer. It's not enough to be shomer the way you would watch your own money. You have to be shomer kederech hashomer. That's number one, what's considered kederech hashomer. Number two is... that what do we say from the number two is the machlokes hapoiskim about shikha aveda. The nesiva says every time you put something away and you don't know where it is, then you cause the damage be a dime, then you're a mazik. Others say that shikha and people tend to forget things, and as long as when you put it somewhere you put it in a proper place, forgetting later is not a taina. Especially because when you, as long as you put it in the proper place at the time, that was the place that was supposed to be nishmar. Maybe they would say even the Nesivis agrees, but that's an interesting case where you totally forgot, and they even say ad kidekach. Someone gave you an envelope of money, you put it in your packet, and then you go and you hang your jacket on the hangers outside, unless someone stole the money out of the hanger. Out of the jacket. So, why'd you hang your jacket there? Because every day you hang your jacket there. But Lamaisa, you forgot that there was money in there.
It's
the same thing as the bus. So those that pop to you there too. Because when I put in my jacket, where you're giving it to me, what am I supposed to do with it? I put in my jacket. Now I forgot it was in my jacket when I put the jacket on the hanger. So it's like the same case as the bus, which would be the same machalik sapoiskim could be. It's just weird. Meaning, if you knew that the money was there and you dafka put it there, so you're a poshea now, right? But if you forgot about the money,
it's a little bit of a different case because you put it somewhere that's not shomer, not your shikha.
Right. And I think the bus case is better because the bus case is you put it in the normal place lechatchila. It's the same thing because you put it in your jacket lechatchila.
But then being right. Dying, you went ahead and put it somewhere that's not shomer.
Right. It's a little bit worse.
It's not. It's the same thing because here you're shomer it. And then you put it somewhere, and now you're no longer shomer it. As opposed to walking away, and you're no longer shomer it. I'm walking. If I'm watching it, and I walk away and leave it sitting there, that's the same exact thing as if I put it somewhere and then walk away.
I think he's chayiv.
And the third case is: what about if there's a suffix? A suffix. It was definitely stolen, but you don't know. And you were pesheya, and it was stolen. You were pesheya, and it was stolen, but you don't know if it was because of your pesheya that it was stolen or not. Are you chayiv or not? In that case, the Sma and the Shach both bring Shumas Hadeshin that you are chayiv in such a case. So now that leads into the sugya that someone mentioned, Tchelsa b'pshiyav sofa ba'onis. Tchelsa b'pshiyav sofa ba'onis means if you were pesheya, you were negligent, and then something happened to the animal, but it's not necessarily, but an onus happened.
I keep it in my house where the cleaning lady is, and my husband's there.
Right. I leave the door unlocked, but no ganavs came stole it, and the house burnt down. Or in the case of the Gemara, I left the gate open, and all the animals could walk out, and one of the animals dropped dead. So I was pesheya, but the oinus happened. So are you chayiv? So what we ended up coming out last time was that tchilas b'pesheya v'soifa b'oinus is chayiv. You are chayiv, but big but, it's only on an oinus that you can attribute that had you not done the pesheya. If you had not done the pshia, the oinus would not have happened. So in the case where you left the door open and the animals could have gone out, but the maisa, the animal died, it would have died regardless of you locking the door, unlocking the door. It makes no difference. So you're potter. In your case, right? regardless of whether you locked the door or not, the house would have broken down. But if you put it in a place that's not shomer from Ganavim, and then you shouldn't have put it there, and that place got burned down, like we spoke at last time.
So my case would be a problem.
No, because you could have a safe in your house. Right? So it would have happened anyway. So the guy's asking you to keep it in your house, just not open, so that everything got burnt down. If the only thing that didn't get burnt is a safe, then you're right. But that's Mamash Sofia, then you're right. Meaning, I have a safe, and the guy assumed I was going to put the money in the safe, and I didn't put it in the safe, and the house burned down.
I don't assume anything, because I assume you're going to watch it. I have a closet that's always locked. From
okay, fine. So then you can maybe talk about that's a pshia that came from the oinus. Okay? Well, we spoke last time, right? The case was I parked the car in a bad spot because it could get hit and all this stuff. And Lamaisa, the guy told me, watch it. And Lamaisa, coconut fell because it was under the coconut tree. So it's an oinus, but it came because of the pshia. You shouldn't have put it there either. If you had put it in a good place, the coconut wouldn't have fallen on it. So that's that case. And we get into more. And then there's a few sifim here on the Gemara in Hamafka that says, Ksafim Elam Shmir al Bakarka. In order, the right way to watch money is through karka, burying it. So we have to see if nowadays how that applies. Okay. I'm